expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning. I guess I could go southern. Southern Minds. I'm going to play a little banjo in the background. No, never mind.
Oh, maybe one. On your side of the family.
She's the cross-eyed one with the guitar.
Sorry about that.
My name is Mark Kent, and shut your mouth.
Like nice try, but like it's that, not going
to
happen.
Like that Jack Nicholson clip. I'm gonna have to pull that up. It's like, shut up.
Nice try. Would you like a candy cane?
Today, shut up. You know I hate candy canes. She knows I hate candy canes.
What can I say?
Today is Sunday, December 7th.
No,
December 11th.
I had
Pearl
Come
Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Pearl Harbor on the brain there.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that last week, and we might have, but yeah.
No, we were the day before Pearl Harbor, I think. Today is December 11th, 2022. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again for Sovereign Minds. And you might hear another voice in the background. Pay no attention. Pay no attention.
You can cut his mic anytime, Liam.
That would be my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. I saw a little sunshine this morning.
I'm sorry.
What's that look like? I can see how this is going to be.
Yeah. We had a great time last night.
We did.
They mentioned it on the last program with Preston Sharp, but the fundraiser was great. A lot of people, a lot of good food. Everything was good.
Yeah, there was a fundraiser there for Veterans Flags and Flowers, and that's Preston Sharp. And if you want to donate, you can send some money to Veterans Flags and Flowers at P.O. Box 493792, Redding, California, 96049. I know that Terry mentioned that
he's going to have
him on the show. I talked to April a little bit last night, and we'll get her on the show as well and him. And April is
his mom.
I showed him a picture of when the first time I met Preston last night. He was like half the size he is now.
Oh yeah, he was like
2018 is what the photo said.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I showed it to him, and he's like, "Wow, he couldn't believe it." I don't even think they remembered me or who I am or whatever. I don't know.
Well, he's seen a lot of people and done a lot of things
That's
in the last
saying,
few
you know,
years.
I mean,
yeah, elevated, which is wonderful.
He's a little bit elevated above our sphere. Of
and he's grown up. I mean, holy smokes, he's got some height to him now.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I do want to mention that we have a new sponsor, and so we are now not only brought to you by Luke Pearson Construction Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575, who's licensed and bonded, but we are also now brought to you by Julie Foster.
I wondered about that.
Allstate Insurance Agent. She's down in Red Bluff at 810 Main Street in Red Bluff, and her phone number is 530-527-5534. She's the best, and she'll take care of all your insurance.
Yeah, one thing nice about Julie, I'll say, when it comes to insurance, if you call her and have an appointment with her and you go over different insurance things, she's right out front with you and tell you, hey, you don't want to do that because you know, it costs too much money for what you get, or that's a good one. She's very good about that.
I think she actually is trying to do the right thing in your best interest.
Yeah, instead of just selling you an insurance policy.
Yeah. Also, a big shout out to Marty McGill over at Clear Creek Microgreens. What a great guy. I did take care of that thing I said I was going to take care of, if you're listening, Marty. And
oh, that almost. Anna is in the back alley.
Shut up. And also mountaintopmedia.com. We're over there, and we're on Spotify, Facebook, Apple, Rumble. Rumble is, you know, M. Kent 101. And, gosh, who else can we make a shout-out to? I guess Big O Tires, Jay and the Gang, and Liam, our producer's here. He's doing
a
great job.
We almost forgot him.
All right.
I want to give a shout-out to Dill's Deli.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
They always are there when we need them for these fundraisers. They do a wonderful job. And they always treat the people right. So, and the food is excellent.
And Mike really knows how to sling the pulled pork.
The pulled pork, and I'm not much on that. It was really, really good, guys.
Yeah, the pulled pork, the salad, and the mash. I don't know. Between the pulled pork and the mashed potatoes.
Oh, those are
like twice baked mashed potatoes. I think
funeral potatoes.
Uh-oh.
Or wedding potatoes.
Oh, wedding
potatoes. But they're very good. Better than
funeral.
Yeah, but they're very good. But, yeah, they're always there. They always help out.
They always do a wonderful
job.
I have a plate of dirt nap stubs.
But, you know, they're always there for all of us, and we appreciate it.
Oh, boy. All right.
Oh, one more. I've got Holiday Wreaths for Heroes. It's coming on Saturday, December 17th. It's at noon, and of course, it's out at the cemetery.
And who's that holiday who?
Wreaths.
Wreaths?
Wreaths. You're going to do that again, are you? I'm going to remember you when you can't say certain things. Earlier, you were having issues, so I'm...
I don't even remember.
Payback is a, you know...
I don't know. I was having a trouble saying something last week. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. So anyway, that is coming up. That is on December 7th, 17th. At
December 7th?
17th.
Oh, I see. So we're going to...
December 17th at noon.
I get hamstrung and you get a pass. Is that how it works?
Also, don't forget about Mr. Wilkinson's Big Red Barn.
The Big Red Barn.
Yeah, go by and see him. I think last night's the only time that I've known during the season that he wasn't lit up. You can go by and put money in the kettle for him. And that is, I believe, let me get the address, 3187 Barrel Court, I think. 3187 Barrel Court.
And while we're on it, you know, I do want to get a shout out to Lori out there because she's always been great. She's always,
yes.
You know, she always gives us our little gift baskets every year. And I actually.
That never get past my brother, just so you know, Lori.
Shut up. I actually left it there last night, and then you guys had to pick it up because as soon as they
said
they were auctioning the desserts, I flew the coop. Like, no!
No, Lori's always very thankful, and you
guys did pick up my basket.
Yeah.
By the way,
Lori, we appreciate you. I know we don't tell you enough, but we do.
And that basket's mine.
Yeah,
mine.
Good luck.
Mine.
He doesn't know what we did to the basket before he got it.
It's mine.
And we've got a caller. We've got Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good, I guess.
The fun never stops. We're
Are you going to make our morning more fun or not?
Comedy drunk.
I hope so.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Well, I would like Mark's opinion on something. I have been hearing whispers from certain Republicans on Capitol Hill that they are talking about maybe going back to the gold and silver or the gold standard.
I haven't seen anything like that.
I have heard a little bit of rumble with that.
But nothing you can hang your hat on, nothing that's not just whispers in the wind.
Right. But just say, for argument's sake, I think it's going to be really hard to do. I'm not an expert in this. You know more about it than I do. That's why I'm calling. So
I think we're going to go back to a gold and silver standard de facto away from what they're doing as a matter of course, just because... the reason that the gold and silver supplies are being dwindled, is not just through industry, but through people buying it up. And they're buying it up for a reason, because they can see the devaluation of the dollar. Now, is the government going to formally declare that gold and silver are backing our money? Probably not. The Chinese are talking about a digital currency that's backed by gold, and they say they have that already. And if that comes in online, then that's going to replace the dollar is the world reserve currency in our our worldwide hedge, if you will, is going to diminish the value of the dollar even farther. But I think people are going into what is historically money and not fiat pieces of paper that the government prints at will, or actually borrows from the Fed, who prints them at will and buys our treasuries. That they print it well. So it's a promise to pay back by an IOU. So what's happening is that people are running into things that hold their value, mm-hmm. Period. And so that then becomes the de facto money of the country, even though it's kind of, not a legal tender.
Gotcha. So just for the sake of argument, say in a year from now, the United States went back to the gold standard, would gold and silver, would the price skyrocket or plummet?
It depends. There's a lot of variables there. I think right now the price of silver is going to skyrocket at some point no matter what, just because it is so undervalued. It's the only commodity out there right now that's below its 1980 high.
Right, and I heard something to the effect of that there's 6 times more silver mined in the United States than there is gold, but silver is a lot cheaper. Is not six? However,
you're talking about the ratio, and here's the thing with silver: there's very few just silver mines. Silver is mined is extracted from other minerals and other mining operations. So you have to have a mine that's mining gold, for example, and zinc to get silver. And so what's happening at this low price is that the mines can't afford to mine it, and so the supplies don't keep getting replenished, and we're seeing that. But you're also seeing a rundown of the metals on the supply side of things, not because, we're using it in everything, solar and cell phones and all of that.
Computers and all that.
But
yeah.
People are starting to wake up to the fact that their money's being devalued, so they're putting their money into gold and silver as a hedge against this inflation that, is transitory, except that I think that it's going to skyrocket because there's various market conditions right now that are telling me that things are going to get ugly really quickly. And so that means that the value of the money is going to, be reduced dramatically.
Gotcha. Okay, so I got one last thing to run by you, and I'll take your answer, my answer off the air or on the air. So we have guys like Mark Baird out there trying to get these gun rights we have back. We have a administration who wants to take our basically what they call assault rifles away and all this stuff. And then Joe Biden turns around and lets the biggest arms dealer in the world go. Isn't that kind of hypocritical?
Well, Joe Biden's is compromised. There's no question about it now. We were going to talk about the Twitter tape, the Twitter releases, what do they call the Twitter drops or whatever they're calling them, a particular thing. But the thing is that they're compromised. They're compromised through the Chinese money. They're compromised through the Ukrainian deal, offshore, FX, back to the Democratic Party. These guys are they're treasonous at this point in the stances that they're taking. They bypass a Marine who's been over there for a long time.
For years
to take a basketball player who's we're not, I guess he's a, they say he's a she, but I think he's a he, and I don't know what he is.
Yeah, but there's a lot of factors that go into that, why that was done. I'm not saying it's right at all, don't get me wrong.
Well, all I'm saying is they had a choice, and that's what they chose because they no longer are operating off of morality or principles or less government or the Constitution. What they're operating off is power.
I just think that anybody that supports Joe Biden would think it. The next time he's out there with his pom poms saying, "Hey, we need to get these assault rifles off the streets because people don't need them," and then he's selling them he lets a guy go who's selling these AR-15s and who knows what to these, you know, radical factions all around the world, Africa, Colombia.
Well, you know, it's like this. Lemmings don't care who tells them which cliff to run off. They just keep going and run off. You can tell them in mid, you know, halfway to the point where they're running off the cliff that the other cliff's better, and they'll turn and run towards that. Because there's no absolutes, there's no principles, there's no truths. They just go along with whatever the party dictates. It's like even the news media. If you look out there, you know, if they have a stance like, the other day Trump was convicted in federal court for tax evasion and fraud and all this stuff, and no, actually it wasn't him, and okay, it was his organization, but it wasn't fraud. What it was that they made an adjustment because he was giving free parking out and some employee business expenses, right? That, you know, so they turn everything in. But the point being is that not what happened as much as that the narrative that comes out, they all say the exact same thing verbatim across the board. So they're getting talking points on whatever issue it is. So it's not a matter of what the truth is to most of these people. It's a matter of, you know, what's going to be the party line.
Okay. All right. Well, good talking to you, and I'm going to make one more comment and get off the air. Who out there, raise your hand, thinks that this basketball player on our next game is going to kneel for the national anthem? All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for calling it. I did see mentioning that, I think it was the Washington Post, and I was trying to find it again, where they actually, their narrative was that saying Joe Biden had a choice and blah, 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 and all the particulars on that, and then they had to recant that on their storyline that, you know, he made the choice, that they were negotiating for the Marines to be released and everything. And that's where they were going, and then they recanted that.
They said that originally they said they didn't have a choice. That Russia said this is it or not.
And right, and that's not what the case was at all.
No, they lie about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't heard, you know, anything that comes out of the White House at this point, it doesn't matter what it is, they've lied about everything. And I've got a story right here in front of me that I'm looking at. This pretty much, you know, culminates what we're talking about. Across the board, the DOE refuses to say if non-binary nuclear waste guru Sam Brinton is still getting paid while on leave. Now, you guys have probably all heard this story this week. You know, Sam Brinton is the Biden regime's kinky non-binary nuclear waste guru. It may still be receiving a government paycheck after allegedly stealing a woman's designer suitcase in the Minneapolis airport. The Department of Energy refuses to answer any media inquiries. Now, that's just typical because, okay, now we've all seen the pictures. I don't want to pull it up and look at it because I get nightmares over this stuff, you know, and he needs to get a different shade of lip gloss or whatever he's doing. But this is not the first time. This guy is in charge of, you know, your nuclear waste, and he's out at the airport stealing luggage. Boy, that's an appointment, and he's probably getting paid while he's doing it.
I'm sure he's on government time when he's doing that.
I mean, but that's this regime. You know, they are undermining every semblance of legitimate government there is. Okay, you know what? You know, at what? So are they goading this into some kind of revolt? Maybe. Because what happens when they, you know, the vote is rigged? What happens when your politicians won't listen to you? What happens when the same guys have rigged the elections are the guys that are dictating the law and the rules about the election? I mean, if you go on and on and on, at what point in time do you go, okay, what other avenue do we have?
Exactly. People, you have to stand up, and I'm not calling for that, but... Yeah, how much do the American people keep taking without standing up more than what they are?
So
where's the breaking point here?
Less than 2 weeks ago, the DOE, the Department of Energy, Twitter account made a point of tweeting its support for the trans and gender non-conforming individuals who are part of the DOE family. You know, Britain retweeted the DOE's message, and what it says is, everyone deserves to live their life as their full and authentic self, free of fear, bigotry, and violence. Trans and gender nonconformity individuals are part of the DOE family, and we mourn their lives lost and reject darkness that would erase the light. Talk about a load of bull crap. Come on. Okay, violence. It doesn't matter. If you disagree or say, oh, you're violent, why?
Right.
Because that shuts down the conversation. Everything is this. But it's okay if they're stealing luggage at the freaking airport.
Also, did you see where
What about the harm to the people they stole the luggage from?
Yeah, well, that doesn't end, Ernie. He also stole $1,700 worth of jewelry.
The guy's a freaking... This guy is a transgender crook. And he's the department head of the nuclear waste division, and they're supporting this crop? The guy should have been fired as soon as the... I mean, now, I'm not going to convict the guy out of court, but evidently this is not the first incident.
No, this isn't.
At what point in time you go, hey, how did this guy get in charge? Who appointed him? How did he get there? And so the fact that he dresses up and has...
I don't even know what you call him, but he's got, this picture
bald,
I'm looking...
He's bald with a mustache
and red lipstick. And a dress on.
And I don't care! I don't care! He could do that all day long, just... Don't be the department head of the nuclear waste division in charge of everything while you're stealing at the freaking airport.
No problem.
Am I the only one that thinks like this?
Uh-huh. No. What seems to be the problem?
Yeah.
He's only a pup handler. I mean, come on. What else? I mean, you know.
What's a pup handler? Does anybody even know what a pup handler is? What is that? A pup handler? You handle puppies?
No, I don't think that's what if you look at the picture, that's not what they're referring to. You know, they got, you know, guys in masks and, you know.
The pup handler.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody maybe call in and tell us what a pup handler is? Is that some kind of weird term that I don't get because I'm not a part of that community? I guess maybe I'm ill-informed I'm unwoke. I guess I'm not woke. As opposed to woke, the fact that we've got a department head of the nuclear waste division stealing things, and he happens to be doing pup handling on the side?
I don't know. It says, I got a headline. Biden's new DOE hire, a queer activist who enjoys puppy play and gimp gink.
I don't even know. I'm not even
it's
sure I
like,
want to.
Oh, okay, gimp, whatever.
What was the last part?
It's gimp gink.
Gimp gink. What was that little guy's name on the Flintstones from outer space?
Oh, the little Martian guy?
Yeah, what was his name? That's what it sounds like we're speaking, is that kind of language. The gimp gink... I don't even remember his name.
What it is leading other gay men who are pretending to be dogs around on leashes before having sex with them. That's the meaning.
Whoa.
You think there's a problem here?
Whoa.
And he's in charge of things.
The Great Gazoo.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there you go. Thanks, Jimmy.
The guy's the great... I mean, that's what we're speaking. It's like the guy, the Great Gazoo. I mean, put a helmet on the guy, a little spaceship, ray gun, dress up like a dog. I don't know.
Can we ship him to outer space?
Yeah, the Jetsons. It's retro, Roger.
Anyway, let's move along. Because okay, he's just so disgusting. It's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know where I want to go here at this point.
But while we're kind of on that, you hadn't heard of this American, I just have to bring this up about the American Girl doll. And it's a book about teaching young girls about transitioning their gender and stuff. And the parents are, you know, getting all upset about it. And the people don't see what's wrong. Why are the parents getting so upset over this?
Oh, I don't know. It could be that common sense is still available to people who are raising children to be upstanding, productive citizens.
I mean,
aren't
this
so
is
screwed up that they want to change their sex.
This is stuff that's being introduced, and you've got counselors in schools saying, what's the problem to the parent? Well, you know, why can't we teach this to your children? They need to know about their body and everything. Don't you know that?
Did you happen to catch the Project Veritas dean of one of the schools? I guess it's in Chicago. That got him. They got him on camera tape talking about teaching little boys and
yes.
having people come in, and they're talking about dildos and butt plugs.
Yep, I did.
And he thought, I watched that, and I was like,
and he doesn't see anything wrong with it. He's serious. He's dead serious.
You can tell this guy thinks that's okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So anyway, I've never heard of it in our area, this book and stuff, but keep your eyes out because, yeah, and part of it's gender joy.
I don't even know. I mean, we've got rich.
You know, teaching you how your body should look different and everything. So anyway, it really bothers me
I guess we got to go to a break.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Well.
I think
anyway, American Girl crap. Anyway, and with that, if you have a subject you
want
to talk about,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Merry Christmas from Maaco. With the shopping season underway, tight parking lots can lead to minor fender benders, door dings, or even vehicle scratches. And Maaco Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has the perfect Christmas gift or stocking stuffer. A gift certificate from Maaco, which can be applied to a new paint job or use it to repair dents, dings, and damage. Uh-oh, better call Maaco at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Merry Christmas from Maaco.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Cold green
guess we're on.
We're on now. Now.
Yeah, that's
oh, old, scary.
yeah, that's interesting. We've gone way into weird so far. It's,
I don't think there's actually a word to describe where we are right now with a lot of this stuff.
Well, let's get to I think probably the most important story this week is the Twitter files on COVID, and Dr. Fauci is just coming out, and you've had drops 1, 2, and 3. I guess we're on 4 now. And we're going to have to find some new conspiracy theories because all the ones that we've been talking about are all true.
So how's that work?
They're not theories anymore. They're facts, conspiracy facts. Let's see. Did they rig the election? Yes. Did they censor Twitter? Was the FBI involved in the process? Yes. You know, James Baker from the FBI is over there on Twitter, culling through the tweets on the first, they had to stop on the first round of drops. So now we've got this tweet. This was this morning early from Elon Musk. And it's, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci.
Wow. Yes.
Twitter owner Elon Musk to release the Twitter files on COVID and Dr. Fauci. So he's saying that he's setting out to save our civilization when he bought Twitter. And I guess he meant it because the Twitter files part 4 report on the company's discussions on censoring and banning the president of the United States. So they did.
They shadow banned, yeah.
Well, they outright banned them. They, mm-hmm. They tried to use the December 6th thing as an excuse.
Well, yeah, they
was
keep
not an insurrection.
And they keep putting that narrative out there, though. They just keep hammering that one.
Well, that's because I think that they know that the narrative is turning. The people aren't, except for the sycophants that just buy anything, the lemmings that run off a cliff. They know that they're losing the battle of the narrative because people are starting to wake up to the fact that these guys lie about everything. And this is a colluded effort. It's compromised. National security is at risk here. And these guys are more worried about, their pronouns. They're Lenin coined the phrase useful idiots, and I don't think you could get any farther with that. You know, the narrative this last week was, Trump wants to suspend the Constitution. No,
no,
I don't think
doesn't.
That's what it is. I think what it is that he's saying that if you're caught cheating in elections and the elections are rigged and the government is colluding with the media to circumvent First Amendment restrictions on the government, then and not only is that a crime, but if you can show that the election was rigged and you can show that the election that he didn't win, then that negates the election.
Yeah, then you have to walk it all back. That's, and they really don't like that. They're going, oh, no, can't be doing that. It's never been done before.
There's court cases on it, though, actually, that has been done, this negate of the election.
And at the president?
Not at the president
level.
Okay.
I'll go with that, yeah.
And I'm going to talk about more of that as we get through the show here. I've got this case that's coming up, which is interesting.
Because just think what that would do if we had to walk it back to that election. Does that mean that we hold another election, or does it just go over to Trump? And then we?
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe another election. I don't know. I think that it completely takes Joe Biden out of the picture, though, because if you,
I think it would have to.
Yeah, you're criminal. But there's a court case that's been filed in a writ for certiorari. If you say that,
some of these names they got is hard.
It's been petitioned to the Supreme Court, and we'll find out whether they're going to hear the case or not. And it looks like they're positioning themselves to hear the case, which is kind of interesting. And I also want to, if Mark Baird's listening out there, these guys bypassed some of the other higher courts to get straight to the Supreme Court. And he might want to look into this, if he hasn't already. He might have, maybe
right.
There's something restricting it. But evidently the Supreme Court can decide whether to hear that or not. And this writ, what it does is it bypasses the other courts, and they have to send all the files to the Supreme Court so that they can review it to see if they want to take the case.
Take the case.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking about the elections and everything, and I'm not a hero of Obama, but even Obama is saying that, you know, Joe Biden and them have overstepped themselves and they have
committed?
Committed, thank you. You know, some crimes and should be prosecuted. They're starting to eat their own is where I'm going with that, you know. Even amongst themselves, the Democrats are saying, oh, wait a minute. You know, this is all coming out, and, you know, they want to, I think, say something before their neck gets put on the chopping block.
That's why the tide, I think, is turning, because they're showing proof of the collusion. They're showing proof that the government stepped out of its scope. See, the Constitution restricts the government. It says Congress shall make no laws to infringe these rights. No, shall make no law to infringe the right of free speech. Well, when the government is going in and directing a private company, oh, it's a private company. Well, wait a minute. When the government goes in there and starts using it as an arm of the government to suppress its opponents in elections, that's exactly what they're talking about.
Right.
So,
we do have a caller. We've got Terry on the line. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey, guys. You were talking about how if the election is found to be illegitimate and they cheated, and that means they're trying to usurp the people, which ends up being insurrection and sedition, would that mean if the election for the president was illegal and has to be walked back, does that mean that everything that's happened during the time he has been president, good or bad, in any legislation, has to be null and void because the president would be illegitimate, therefore the presidency would be illegitimate?
Yes.
And I would assume that.
Well, I'm looking right at the law that's been cited, okay? This is coming from a case, I think it was Radio Shack versus Con Mart. And the word is vitiate. It's V-I-T-I-A-T-E. And the legal, this is from West Encyclopedia of American Law, edition 2, is to impair, to make void, to destroy, annul, either completely or partially, the force and effect of any act or instrument. So that's what this is about, and there's precedence on this, and it's interesting. Now, I'm not hanging my hat on this. I don't know if the Supreme Court will do anything. I mean, I've kind of lost a lot of faith in a lot of things, but this case is saying that, and I've got it right here in front of me. I'm kind of looking at it. They're saying that the people broke the law, and they've named all of the people in this suit. It's party to the proceedings. It's Kamala Harris. It's, 338 congressmen. I mean, they're all named in this lawsuit saying that they should have looked at the evidence. It's their duty under the Constitution to look at the evidence to see if there's anything there that they rigged. Not necessarily whether they have standing or not, not of this other crap. And they all circumvented the right of the people to have a fair election by avoiding the fact that if they are shown that there's evidence here that there was rigging or collusion or compromising, they have a duty to examine that evidence, and they did not do that, and that's what this case is based on. Now, I don't know where it's going, but it looks like the Supreme Court is setting up to hear this case, and it's interesting.
Okay, so
go ahead.
So the way I understand the case is the fact that Congress had an obligation via the Constitution and to the American people to look into this.
Yes.
And they didn't.
Correct.
Now,
oh, we lose you, Terry?
Go ahead, Terry. You're breaking up.
No, am I here?
Yeah,
you're back.
Breaking up. You're breaking up, but go ahead. I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, then I'll just let me pull off here. Almost home, Sally. So anyway, the deal is that if, in fact, they're found that they have not entered into this, well, let's say they look at it and, you know, they get together and they say, well, gee whiz, you know, we don't see anything wrong here, so we fulfilled that obligation, according to you, but our findings are we really don't see anything wrong, then there's no consequences. But I go back to, if, in fact, we find that there is something wrong via looking at it in a different venue, in other words, just not trying to bring Congress into it to make them responsible, that's sort of a tentacle of the octopus.
Right.
It doesn't really land the plane. And to land the plane, we have to prove that there was a horrible crime committed.
I don't know, Terry. Hold on, right there. No, I don't think we have to prove that the crime was committed. All we have to do is prove that there was evidence that they should have examined, and there's a ton of it.
Okay, then what's the consequences for them?
Well, the consequences for them, if they prove this under the rule and under the law that I'm reading, and again, I'm just scratching the surface of this, is that they're removed from office, all of them.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay, so. All right. Well, then you go back to the other elephant in the room. What happens to the legislation that's been done since Biden's been in?
Null and void.
I would have to be.
Yeah, it'd be null and void. Now, I don't think the Supreme Court is going to. I'm surprised that they're even going to. They're setting up to hear this because the consequences of this. They talk about the elephant in the room. This is a herd of elephants in the room. The consequences if they agree with this are so unbelievably big that I don't know. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, could it be what the left wants in regards to the fact that if all this is found null and void, it's like a free-for-all. And, of course, we know that a lot of things breed out of chaos. How, in fact, if this is shown to be true, well, it is true, but if they agree, if these 338 members say, yeah, that we didn't look into it, and now that we did, we find this is a problem, or we looked into it and we found it wasn't a problem, but then we prove it's a problem, then, I just don't see them walking everything back.
I get it, Terry. I'm going to read, here's a portion of the petition. It says, due to the uniqueness of this case, the trial court does not have property authority. This is the court it's in before they petitioned to the Supreme Court, to remove the respondents from their offices under Title 18, Code Section 2381, which states whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort with the United States and elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, and be removed from office and fines of $10,000, incapable of, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. The court adjudicated that the respondents who have taken the oath of office to be incapable of holding their offices, who have adhered to the domestic, to a domestic enemy, which means nothing without such removal of office. So that's what they're going for. I mean,
to show that Congress basically, and Biden's a domestic enemy. Okay, and then people who side with the domestic enemy, basically, that's treason. That's kind of where it looks like.
Yeah, that's where they're going. That's where they're going. And there's and it's not like there's no evidence. I mean, we've got all these Twitter tapes coming out. You got the rigging. I mean, all the court cases that they threw out on standing, there was a ton of evidence. The 2,000 mules, the Dominion machines. There's so much evidence. It's so voluminous that.
So would they do them all at one time?
I don't know.
Would it be like a blanket and say if you were in office, I'm just, from this time to that time and blah, blah, then you are relieved of your duties?
I don't know.
You're right, Linda. That'd be kind of complicated because it's sort of like a class action lawsuit, It's sort of like, okay, you're all compliant, although there's maybe some new people that I don't know. I mean, you're right about all that because how in the world, and then you'd have they certainly would still have their time in court. They'd still have to have a trial, and that means each one of them would. And
so let me read the conclusion to this, and then you can go to the Supreme Court of the United States, and the case is 22-380, and you can pull up this petition and read it. But let me read the conclusion of this petition, because all I'm doing is getting this out there for people to look at, because we're so far into Crazyville, it's ridiculous. But the conclusion is, this petition is set forth in the interest of justice in protecting Brunson's right to petition for the redress of grievances under the respondents and ensuring his right to due process against the encroachment of the doctrine of equitable maxim and charging the respondents who failed to investigate the allegations of a rigged election by having them removed from office without further delay. That's the remedy they're seeking.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy,
well,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that you're bringing all this forward, frankly. I think it's freaking great. I'm glad you're doing it. It's really nice that I heard about this case this week from a friend, and I think it's just really awesome that you're bringing this forward because people need to know about these things, how the remedy is going to be enacted by the court if it really gets all that far. Is going to be interesting to see, but we definitely are in new times, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Well, this, I suggest, and I got this from a friend last night too, and I've heard it in the wind, and I had already pulled up before I talked to them about this, but there's an opinion piece in, Epic, TV. You can go and you can watch it. If you want to, it's called The Supreme Court Considers Taking Brunson versus Adams Case That Seeks to Overturn the 2020 Election. And it's by Joshua Phillips, Crossroads. So I'm just bringing it up because I think it needs to be brought up because the real deal is if all this evidence is there, they did examine the evidence and this election was stolen and we're seeing more and more evidence just with the Twitter, files, that they did. And we're seeing, you know, when you go to the laptop and the payoffs from China and all this stuff and in the totalitarian, regime that we've been experiencing. Even if there's nothing done at the court level, it's up to we the people at some point, like Crowder said. What do you do when you get to the point when the law is no longer being applied, when they no longer follow the Constitution, when they no longer acknowledge your rights, when they no longer care what you think, then and they no longer are a servant of the people, now what?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, thank you for bringing all this to light. And again, just great research on you two. What you do is just fantastic. But yeah, this a lot of questions here. I think this bodes well to follow, and would bode well for another show and another discussion. And really and truly, you know what the ramifications are. Frankly, there's probably many of us out here that are saying we don't care what the consequences are for Congress. Frankly, we don't care about the consequences. The people will figure it out because we're just tired of all the BS and we're just tired of the lying and we're tired of the insurrection and we're tired of them trying to control us and we're tired of them taking away our liberty.
Well, we'll see what the Supreme Court does. Stay tuned. And I only researched this morning for about 2 hours, and this is what I came up with. The case is real. The number 22-380 was filed in the United States Supreme Court on October 20th, 2022. It's stamped by the Office of the Clerk, and I guess we just have to kind of wait and see and do our homework and see where this goes.
If nothing else, people should start looking into stuff and questioning and having those questions to ask to what's going on and what's going to be done and how it's going to work. You know, it's something people have not been engaged in necessarily up until this point. Well, that it's getting that bad that they're being exposed for what they really are and all the lies.
The left has been lying to us for how long about everything? I mean, oh, there's no collusion. Oh, it's Russian disinformation. And everything has been a lie right down the line to now.
Okay? Yeah, what have they told the truth about?
They haven't told the truth about anything. Yeah. So the wake-up call is here. But I'll tell you what, we live in clown world. Welcome to the crap show.
Anyway, thank you, you guys. Great show, great information, and we'll talk soon, brother.
All right. Thanks,
Terry. Thank you for everything you guys do.
All right.
Thank you,
Terry.
And now we have Siskiyou Steve on. Are you there, Steve? Hello,
Steve.
You're on.
Did we lose you?
Yep. We can barely hear you.
Right. On the radio. I was listening on my computer because I couldn't get streamed through with Terry on the line. But again, I was listening to a podcast from Texas and how they had all these representatives on the border this morning and talking about how Texas has taken their state back and how Biden has failed to uphold the Constitution in protecting our borders. Very simple.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of reasons why you get rid of him, yeah.
Wait. Since that's so prevalent, obviously it's so prevalent now, 2 years of this immigration influx we've had, I'm just suggesting, and maybe to the people, step up. The military should be stepping in now because it is, he has committed a felony against our United States in not upholding the Constitution.
It's a scary. I'll tell you, we're living in really scary times here, Steve.
Well, I'm just bringing, you know, your show is so wonderful to bring the information out, like Terry was just saying, and I agree wholeheartedly. You know, and I'm working really hard, and I think Monday night we have a meeting up here with some young people about a podcast that we can start up here. And
good.
Mark is going to come over and speak to them. And so we're up, at, you know, we're finally getting something going up here.
All right,
nice.
Good job,
you guys,
Steve.
You know, well, you're the example, and I'm going to tell them to listen to your archives to see examples of you know, your passion and what it takes to have a successful radio show. So my hat's off to you guys. Oh, and then also Mark was on Terry's show this morning, and now he's going after, we don't have to ask the courts for permission. It is our constitutional right.
Yeah.
So that I will stand behind 100% and make contributions to, because you know, it is our right to carry. We don't need permission, period. And now
right.
Mark is going for that. So,
well, I think what it's going to come down to is us enforcing the rights ourselves. And that's really, I think, what it's going to come down to.
Right, that exactly. But we can't act out without the proper backing. And that means get the sheriffs on board, mm-hmm. and they won't get on board until the people are backing the sheriffs and the Board of Supervisors, which you guys have got the greatest board above, and maybe we do too. I believe we might have a really good board up here also. I'm be going to another meeting tomorrow or Tuesday. But anyway,
right.
Again, you guys, thanks so much for your show.
You're welcome.
All thanks.
Right. Thanks. I was going to say, again, we have to bring it back to the local level. We have to get the people in there on the Board of Supervisors. We got to get the sheriffs.
Right.
That are going to stand with the people.
Right.
All these different offices and commissions, we have to get the people that are standing with us in those positions.
Yeah.
So we have more power, so we can move forward.
Yeah, because
so we can stand up and say, you know what? It is our right.
Well, these guys, what they're trying to do is they're trying to set us up with the, oh, you spoke. You're violent. You know, well, when speech is violence, no, wait a minute. No, speech isn't violence. Violence is violence and speech is speech. Now, you can incite violence with speech, but if you're talking about upholding the law, if you're talking about your rights, if you're talking about the Constitution, if you're talking about everything that you're saying is legal and you have a right and the ability to redress your grievances, to assembly, to free speech, to all of these things that are your right, that's a legal type of speech. It's not frickin' violence, but they're trying to set you up to say everything you do is violent because you're just so out of control, because these guys don't have much left in their quiver. They're liars.
No, they don't.
They're thieves. They're insurrectionists. They're the ones that are trying to circumvent the rights in our Constitution. They're the criminals, and now it's starting to turn the tide.
Right. People's eyes are coming open to what's going on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And Shasta County is a good example of taking back our county, taking back those positions and moving forward. We're not the only one.
Oh.
And it's going to take a lot across the country to do it.
Well.
But you got to start somewhere, and you can see it because they're starting to eat their own on the left side.
Right.
Because the truth is coming out.
Well,
and it will keep coming out.
The truth is most of their positions are nonsense. They're freaking nonsense. This woke bull pucky, if you will, is nonsense. It doesn't make any sense. All of this is nonsense. You know, it's just a way to keep everybody divided, and that's what I wanted to tell Steve as well. Everybody has to start uniting around the right things. Everybody has to start uniting around their rights. So I don't care whether you're right, left, indifferent. I don't care if you're binary or non-binary. You're all going to lose your rights if you don't stand together. And if the guys that don't care about our rights and want to stay communist, get out of the way because you're going to get run over.
Right.
Yeah.
We definitely have to stand together, everybody.
We got a minute to the top of the hour, and I do want to get this in. Okay, and this is this morning on Twitter. When asked when he will release the Twitter files on COVID, Elon Musk replied, and this is Aaron Murray was asking the question, when will we get the Twitter files on COVID? The info on the suspension of the many doctors and scientists who were involved, suppression of what has turned out to be factual information. His answer, it's coming. Big time.
And with that, stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Mind Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Yeah, where'd you gone? Goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built the house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know. He don't know you like I did. I'm honest off, but I ain't by.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, back in 1988 has been taken into U.S. custody. We were informed this morning by the Justice Department he will face federal charges in a court in Washington soon. The arrest of Abu Massoud, a significant milestone in the decades-old investigation into the attack that killed 259 people in the air and 11 on the ground. Tesla launching sales in Thailand. It's offering its popular Model 3 and Model Y at prices aimed at competing with rivals like China's BYD car.
Online purchases have begun with plans to deliver vehicles to buyers in the first quarter of next year. Southeast Asia's market of more than 600 million consumers is increasingly a focus for automakers looking to expand sales, especially of electric vehicles. Still, Thailand remains mainly a land of gasoline, diesel, and LPG fuel vehicles, even as a nationwide network of charging stations expands.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Boeing marking the end of an era, saying goodbye to its famous jumbo jet.
The 747 debuted in 1969, and over 50-plus years, the Boeing jumbo jet served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. On Tuesday, the last 747 rolled out of a factory north of Seattle. However, the next version of Air Force One will still be a 747. Two versions of that model are currently being modified for presidential travel and will be delivered to the U.S. Air Force later this decade. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Facing a surge in COVID-19 cases, China is setting up more ICU facilities and trying to strengthen hospitals, particularly around Beijing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Japan's parliament has enacted a law to restrict malicious donation solicitations by religious groups. It's mainly targeting the Unification Church.
That church's fundraising tactics and cozy ties with the governing party caused plenty of public outrage. The South Korean-based religious group's ties with Japan's governing Liberal Democratic Party surfaced following the July assassination of former leader Shinzo Abe. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida sought to calm public fury over his handling of the scandal and has replaced three cabinet ministers. Jason Walker reporting.
Scientists lowering the alert level for the Mauna Loa volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. They say its first eruption in nearly 40 years may soon be over. U.S. Geological Survey reporting that the eruption on the mountain's northeast rift zone is continuing, but lava output is going down. Townhall.com. Another segment of Virginia's Blue Ridge Parkway closed due to a weather-related rock slide.
The National Park Service says boulders and soil tumbled across a section of the scenic byway north of Roanoke before Friday morning, and that means a roughly 15-mile stretch now will be closed for all uses until further notice. A section nearly as large just southeast of Roanoke remains fully closed while work continues, after a weather-related rock slide in 2020. That portion is estimated to be open next spring. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 11th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday, including actress Rita Moreno. She is 91 years old. Former Senator Max Baucus, the Democrat of Montana, is 81 today. Former Secretary of State John Kerry has 79 candles on his birthday cake. Movie director Susan Seidelman is 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
I was walking down the street one day.
Sovereign Mind Radio. I can listen to Chicago for a while. It wouldn't bother me a bit. Yeah. Does anybody really know what time it is?
I don't think we do anymore. I don't think it, in some ways it matters.
I think we have a caller.
We do. We've got Andrew on the line from Bernie. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, I really enjoyed Robin Trower earlier. Fantastic. No, great, great, great stuff.
Little bridge of size there.
Yes, sir. Speaking of bridge of size, I believe Supreme Court is actually going to take this, and the reasons are this. Number one, we have a lame duck Congress who are threatening to term limit Supremes and expand the court. Number two would be, I just forgot my line of thought.
I can't remember.
The clerks of the court, from the Supreme Court, reached out to these guys. Oh, the brothers, by the way, they're trumpeteers. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, it is crazy. It is crazy. And maybe the founders' wisdom was pretty profound when you think about the checks and balances of the different branches on each other, because equal but separate, so that they would watch each other to make sure that nobody would get too powerful in any one office. And I think this is way overdue. I hope you're absolutely right.
Well, and I think it's a defensive move by the court, because they're going to be, you know, mutilated forever. I mean, how many years have nine Supremes been on the justices? Have there been 200 or so?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Quite a few number of years, the majority of them. Right? And I really feel this is going to happen. Now, there's 388 defendants on this. As you said, Biden and Harris and even Pence will be able to hold off.
Yeah.
So I think the solution is they're going to do this and immediately in March possibly hold new elections.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would be great if it would happen that quick.
I think this is the kind of monkey wrench that needs to be thrown at these guys. I really do. Otherwise, it is going to probably get violent at some point.
And I don't want to see that. You don't.
I mean, certainly don't.
But they realize that there's so many Americans who, that's why we have the Second Amendment. This is why, exactly why.
Yeah.
You see what they're doing in Australia now? A second firearm roundup? Are you aware of that?
I haven't been following that at all. I've been so engrossed in some of this other crap, I didn't even know it was happening.
Well, I'm really glad you brought this topic up today. I mentioned it last week, and thank you so much. Knowledge will defeat evil, and we'll shine the light on them. That's what I have for today. Thank you very
much. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate that. And, you know, when you say knowledge and light, I think that goes to God because, you know, God is the way, the truth, and the light. And I think that, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. All kind of fits together sort of in this scenario at this point, doesn't it? So with that said.
Absolutely. Remember Kim Clement in 2006 said Trump will be his trumpet? And now we have trumpet players? this is biblical, guys.
I have a hard time arguing against that. I'll tell you what, I was just looking at a thing where they've got I haven't verified this yet, so this is a little bit of a rumor, but they got the picture of it that shows that in Biden's White House they've got a statue basically or a part of the Christmas decor of a goat head. Is that true? I mean, what are these voters?
That's what I'm hearing in alternative media. The true news of the day is now that. You go to Rick Wiles out of Florida, True News, he's saying it. To so many podcasts and whatever. And like you said at the beginning of the show, or was it the earlier one? I can't remember if it was Terry's. What do you call it? Tin hat, whatever.
Tin foil hat conspiracy theories that have all come true, so we have to start looking for more.
New ones. We've got to come up with some new conspiracies.
Because everything that we've been talking about is actually true?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That one?
That's right on. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
I appreciate the call.
And now we'll go to Stone. Good morning, Stone.
Hey, yeah. You're on.
Yeah.
Are you stoned?
I'm here.
You're stones and not stoned, right?
Depends on the day of the week. No, I do not partake. Hey, so a lot of interesting things happening. You were mentioning this Supreme Court case. What is it? Violating their oath and being removed from office.
It's violating their oath, but they have a duty to examine evidence on national security issues and making sure that the Constitution is being upheld for the rights of the people.
So on its face, it sounds great.
Yeah.
And no, I have not drank the Kool-Aid. I have not drank the Kool-Aid. However, please keep in mind the context of the Great Reset. And it is highly possible that the whole COVID mess was to undermine the people's confidence in their governments, in their health systems, etc.
I think there's no question about that. That's spot on, Rich. Yeah. I mean, I think there's no question about that.
Okay, but this case could be connected to that. To undermine the people's confidence in their government. And remember, when governments start to fall, there's always the vacuum, and somebody's already preparing to take over if this Great Reset in fact happens. So I'm not saying all this, you know, right now this is theory, the Great Reset. I mean, there's documents, there's books.
I don't really want to argue with you, but I don't think it's theory anymore. I think there's so many things that have shown that are happening out there. You know, economically, the reset, you know, the central banks, by tightening up the interest rates and raising them, you know, and just printing money willy-nilly, I think that they're going for an economic collapse. I was just going to bring up an article here that I had pulled up. That basically it's about Walmart, and let me see if I've got it right here.
Well, we know things are definitely changing, and they're not going to stay the same, and something's going to happen. This is from
December 7th, a couple days ago. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon says organized retail theft could lead to stores closing. Now, when we're talking about Walmart closing because the stores are all being ripped off because nobody's stopping these guys, I mean, I think we're kind of getting into sort of some sort of a reset.
Well, no, and again, I'm not arguing with you either. What I'm saying is, this court case could be part of the reset, and we may be led to believe that this court case is not.
Well,
part
they,
of the
if
reset.
They don't if they don't take it, or they take it and then they decide that what they did was okay, that's a problem. Yep. There's no question, because now you've got them saying it's okay for them to circumvent your constitutional rights. So no, I'm with you. There's danger here. There's no question.
So, Oh, so how do we fix this? Guess what? We're already doing it in Shasta County. You take control of your local countywide offices. Okay, we're already doing this. Because if the Great Reset does happen, politically, culturally, financially, spiritually, everythingly, I just added L-Y to everything, because just about everything is collapsing or has collapsed. We have to have good governance, good local governance in place. Remember, I do not say leadership. They are not our leaders. They are our representatives. We have to have good representatives in place if and when this Great Reset collapse happens so that we can rebuild from a the original constitutional base values. We're ahead of the curve. We are way ahead of the curve.
Do you know what I think is the most important thing? I think everything you said is spot on, Rich, but here's what I think is the most important thing, I think, for people out there to understand, is in order for, if this is really happening, we're at a Great Reset, we're going to have an economic collapse, everybody needs to pull together. All like-minded patriots need to start getting together. They need to be networking. They need to be exchanging goods and services and setting up economic a separate economic system than what's in place as far as the dollar. And we all need to start coalescing around protecting our rights, getting the people elected and staying elected that are going to support and defend those rights. And I think what it is everybody in this county has realized that has any kind of basic understanding of the Constitution and our form of government, of self-governance, is they're starting to realize we got to pull together, or as I think Franklin said, if we don't hang together, we'll hang separately.
Well, and to add to that, I just want to add to that that no matter what happens from here going forward, we have to do this in order to save our liberty.
Yes.
No matter what happens in the future, we won't have anything if we don't start standing together and, like you say, Rich, taking back these positions and standing up.
And, I'm not going to try to take too much of your time, but there's so much stuff happening. So, curious, right? Our local county board of supervisor race, we did well this time. And there's many political and other reasons why we did what happened. But it's funny, the other conservative states in this, the other conservative counties in this state, some of them are New California County, some of them are Jefferson counties. I have not heard if any of the other conservative counties took their boards of supervisors back. Have you heard anything?
I thought there was one down south.
I think that things are happening as down south in Orange County. They're starting to do the ballot harvesting. It wasn't the supervisors; that was actually a congressional race. But in California is kind of a unique situation, especially the non-conservative counties. But I think the conservative counties are waking up. And I think Dan Bongino says it pretty good. It hasn't got bad enough for a lot of them. You know, you're going to see a turnover of some of the people, moderates on one side or the other, that are going to say, "Wait a minute, you know, this is going to kill us all." You know, when you don't have food and you can't feed your children and things get so bad and the government is so oppressive, you start to realize that, you know, that you're on the wrong side of the argument.
Well, I just find it interesting. I guess it makes sense that we took our county board majority back first among the rest of the counties, because it seems like we're kind of making the news up here, but I guess that's logical. But you know, so good things happening, a lot of conversations happening in the background with our board that's going to be seated. So far, it looks like we're going to have some big things happening in a good way, and they're going to be fully transparent.
Well,
and the transparency is where it's key, right? When you have public discourse and discussion and at the board meetings with full transparency, then I don't even think the local socialists can even argue that.
I think, too, we can point to Steve up there in Siskiyou County, you know, starting the radio station, starting to get the word out. See, we started beating the drums from the top of the rooftops 10, 15, 20, whatever it was years ago. And so that's why we're ahead of the curve. And I'm not saying it's me or us or this. I'm just saying that we're ahead of the curve because you had enough like-minded people in the county starting to realize sooner what was going on.
Back with the Tea Party.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so we started beating the drum and organizing and getting things going. And then the young people started understanding. And then other other people came in, formed other groups, and all on the same premise of the constitutional republic being upheld. I think you're going to start seeing more and more of that, and I think, like Steve was saying up there, they're starting to get a podcast. They're organizing. Well, part of it is you just got to get the word out, because there's a, I can't remember who said it, but people basically will suffer when they don't know what the alternatives are, and they don't understand the alternatives. So education is a key, but there's also has to be action behind it.
And we're taking plenty of action here. We're already we've invoked our freedom of assembly, our freedom of speech. Lori Burchard and I, we invoked our freedom of press. Yes, we had the cops called us many times, and we won every one of those battles. The Second Amendment resolution, we will be hearing that hopefully by the end of February. In fact, one of our supervisors wants to hear it in January, but we may push it to February. So that Second Amendment resolution, by the way, and I believe it will pass as written and endorsed. Remember, it was endorsed by Chuck Mitchell. He is the head person of Rifle Pistol and probably one of the top 10 Second Amendment, pro Second Amendment lawyers in the state. That's my opinion. And I think it'll pass, but that's not the end of it. Once that resolution passes, there's going to be other pressure put on that board to expand Second Amendment rights in this county. And please, it is not a sanctuary resolution. The word sanctuary is nowhere on that document. I don't like that word, because that guarantees full protection. And of course, we do not have that at the state and federal level. So we are not using the word sanctuary. It's a Second Amendment resolution. So a lot of good things happening. I had a school board training. I held a school board training yesterday for some of our new school board members. Even had an existing school board member show up, which I was not aware of, but we met him. Great guy. A lot of good things are going to happen. We took two school boards, Millville and Gateway, in one fell swoop. We are now going to have a majority that are likely going to do things differently than has been in the last, 30 years plus.
Yep.
So even those two school districts, which are fairly small, especially Millville, it doesn't matter. When they start doing the right thing and the parents are behind them, the rest of the 26 school districts in this county, trust me, they will start paying attention.
Well, I think you're right. I think the tide is turning. I, in our county especially, we're winning the battle of ideas and the battle of the media as well, because does anybody listen to the mainstream media anymore and believe anything they see? They're losing their viewership right and left. I mean, because if you lie to somebody over and over and over again, I was telling my kids the story about the guy, the boy who cried wolf. You know, what was the moral of the story? The moral of the story is that if you lie too much, nobody wants to hear what you have to say, and they won't believe anything you say anyway. And at the end of it, what happened? The kid got ate up, you know, and we've seen this in recently with the attorney general in Arizona as well, where Katie Hobbs, you know, he said to Katie Hobbs, I thought it was a very interesting statement the other day. He says, sometimes when you ride the tiger, you end up in its belly. And, go ahead.
You know, funny how the Arizona lady, I think, is that who it was, Katie Hobbs, Secretary of State, that oversaw her own election and
yes.
She won governor? Yeah.
That's correct.
I wonder where else. I wonder where else somebody that we know oversaw their own election. Anyways,
the
question I have is actually not a question, I have a comment. So our momentum is continuing to stay strong. In fact, I think it's growing now with our new board. And I'm going to say one thing and I'm going to go. We are winning, winning, winning. Keep up the good work, folks.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Okay. We're definitely upsetting the apple cart here with what's been happening over the years.
Here's the thing. Here's what the left locally, statewide, nationally fears the most. They fear people who don't fear them. They fear people who can't be intimidated and can't be shut down, because their whole deal is to get you to stop talking, to be afraid of them, to don't say anything, to sit down and shut up and go away and be in fear of your government of retribution. And when you start giving them the double barrel middle finger friendly family salute and doing it anyway. That's the bravery that everybody has to realize is going to win the day. You have to step up to the plate and you have to do something. You have to quit being afraid of these people. And
well, even if you are afraid, you can still stand up.
Well, that's the definition of bravery.
Yeah, you have to.
When it doesn't matter whether
you're afraid or not. You just do it.
You can either be a coward, and the coward dies a thousand deaths, or you can be a brave man who only dies once. I would rather be a brave man and die once and be proud of what I've done than be a sniveling coward who's afraid of his own shadow, who won't speak up, who won't tell the truth, who lets lies continue because they won't say anything. So that's what they're most afraid of.
Well, they're afraid that if people understood more that they have the power. We have the power.
Right. Well,
and they can't stop it. If we invoke that power like we're supposed to and do what we're supposed to do, they can't stop that force.
We will not be intimidated. We will not shut up. We will not go away. And you can't make us. And that's it. So that's what everybody needs to do, and that's what we need to do. So
right.
We probably should go to a – you want to go to a break?
Let's go to a break, and then we'll move right along on the next piece of this. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine, and my tunes were played on the harp unstrung, would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near as it for your own? It's a hand-me-down. The thoughts are broken. Perhaps they're better left unsung.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Overmind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM.
Hey! Hey, you guys!
Hey, I want some chocolate!
Yellow.
1460 AM. Oh, boy, talk about stumbling over it and following in. I don't know. There you have it.
Oh.
Boy, I don't know. Where do we – I'll tell you what, hell of a show, and we just keep bringing the hits, don't we?
I'm telling you, there is just so much there. It's just unbelievable the crap that is going on.
And for those – who don't know, of course, we have Jimmy in the chat room. That was Rory Gallagher. Not Rory.
Rory?
Not Rory. It was Rory Gallagher, and that was Shadow Play. Wow. The new title of Twitter, Shadow Play. Yeah, exactly.
I know one thing. I know a lot of people, this, you know, because we do taxes and stuff, is, you know, the IRS, of course.
I got a couple things, and then let's go straight to that. I got a couple.
Okay, where are we going?
I'm getting a couple shorties out of the way here. James Wood, who is now getting ready to sue the DNC and Twitter for shadow banning him?
No. Say it's not so.
And it's shown in the documents, the Twitter files that came out, that they banned him specifically. And what they banned him for was absolute stupidity as well. And it was the truth. So,
again, there's that terrible word, the truth.
The truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you clear?
There you go. So, James Woods just tweeted yesterday, and the caption is in their own words. So you've got a girl, mid-20s, I don't know, with a mask over her face, and her sign says, "I wish my mom had aborted me." And James, in their own words, I mean, that's like committing suicide. What are you, stupid? I mean,
sorry, you can't fix stupid.
You can't fix stupid.
You can't. Well, right. I mean, yeah, you can, but no, you can't. You know.
It's like I'm going to talk about life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, you never know what you might.
You never
find.
Know how many brain cells you're going to get.
I mean. Boy. Now, talking about brain cells, I'm sorry, but I saw this morning on the stupid TV. Have you seen these new headphones? Mm-mm. Oh, they have these new headphones that have this thing that come around and go across your mouth. It's a metal thing that has like a mask on it. So you can, you know, make sure that you get good air and no problems. Yeah.
Wow. So now if I want to listen to music, I need a CPAP machine, right?
I don't think it kind of works like that. My question, you know, the whole thing is a metal thing that comes across there. What happens when it gets stuck?
Is it like Darth Vader?
Yeah, kind of like Darth Vader. Yeah. Except it's just across your mouth, you know, so you don't be spreading no germs over there. Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't just have to let people know that. So, yeah, gotta have that.
The force is strong in this one.
Yeah.
I wish I could do a better James Earl Jones. Okay.
So what's the other one?
Okay, the other one was the Walmart thing. I want to beat that a little bit more, and then let's go to the IRS. You know, so this Walmart CEO, Doug McMillon, it's McMillon. He sounds like he's a McDonald's character. It's Doug McMillon.
And his Big Mac.
The Grimace and the Hamburglar. And so the Hamburglar fits right in retail theft is up. They're stealing the hamburgers right out of McDonald's inside of Walmart. So
probably.
Retail theft is up. The National Retail Federation and Walmart says the National Retail Federation, and Walmart is no exception. I saw this the other day at the store. I saw this at Rayleigh's up there on Hilltop. I'm pushing my cart around and I'm picking up a few little things here and there. And I see this guy and this gal and they got a backpack and, you know, they're walking around and they're filling the backpack up.
Then they just decide, we're done and walk out, right?
Put the backpacks on and they walk right out. You know, and I'm standing there by that time at the cash register. And so I pay for my stuff and I go out to the car and I get in my car and I head out. And of course, they're outside there along the other road on the side there under a tree with about 4, 5, 6, or 10 of their cronies. And they're passing out the goods.
I thought you were going to say they had a, you know, garage sale sign or something. We're out there selling the goods, you know.
I mean, it is brazen. I mean, they shut one side of the store down. You can only go on one side.
Really?
Pretty soon you're going to have to, what are you going to check out? You know, I don't know. So it's getting so bad. I mean, we know about all the smash and grabs and all this stuff.
Right.
But what these people are doing is they're destroying the retail economy.
Just think, if it's happening to Walmart like that,
yeah,
what's happening to mom and pop stores and businesses out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, McMillan said, Walmart, which has over 4,000 locations in the United States, primarily relies on local law enforcement.
So, or lack thereof in some areas.
We've got safety issues, security measures we put into place by store location. I think local law enforcement being staffed and being a good partner is part of that equation. That's how we normally would approach it. Kind of like locally. Let's just throw the veterans out so we can have a new library and then get a $40,000 raise or something.
And we're not going to do anything more about people taking stuff or putting more people in jail. But we want to build a new jail. This gets me. I'm sorry now that we're on this. The new jail. Why do you want to build a new jail if you can't staff the one that you have?
Well, you gotta, what we need to do is take people's pay away from them or, all these other programs that are just wasteful, and maybe we can get enough to actually incarcerate prisoners?
Yeah.
I know, novel concept.
So you mean to tell me if we had a bigger jail, more people are going to run and want to be a jailer, right?
I think they call that a pregnant pause.
I'm just saying, it's so stupid. You can't fix the problem we have now, but you want to throw more money at it and build another building when you're not got anything in place to help the situation.
All we need, I think they just need to equip it with a couple of revolving doors, you know, one in, one out, and boom, boom, boom. Hey, it works like a charm.
Walk through one door and out the back door and collect your crap on the way.
No. You have to drop your wallet off when you
leave. I see.
If you have any money, you just drop it off.
Drop the wallet and then keep going.
Just keep going, yeah.
And we'll stamp your hand and say, you're good for the month.
That way everybody be happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're moving on. Okay, IRS.
Yes.
Okay, so we
warns of new $600 reporting threshold January 1st that will usher in CBDCs is one. And this has to do with PayPal and Venmo or any transactions over $600.
See, I wasn't even aware of this until this was brought to my attention. I thought it was always $600. Any transaction over $600 was always reported as $100 was reported on a K-1 in theory by the law, you know. And so now they're going to tell all these Venmo users that you have to report your transactions on a K-1. I guess their gross income exceeded $20,000, or they had a separate. Well, I thought they already had an obligation to report that anyway. They just didn't have to do it on a K-1, which I think I think everybody should just send them K-1s anyway, and we'll just everybody make out 3 K-1s or 4 K-1s or 20 K-1s.
Yeah, why not?
Let's just send them all to Washington, and they can drown in their frickin' K-1s.
It's so crazy.
It is crazy.
You know, it is absolutely crazy. And, you know, we always get the questions from people. Is this really happening? It looks like it.
Well, it's stupid. This whole thing is stupid because I think this little thing about throwing the tea in the harbor and income tax is, the power to tax is the power to destroy. We threw the income tax away in the harbor because we said that was, totalitarianism and tyranny implemented by the king when taxation was representation. And we didn't want an income tax. Didn't have one until 1913. In fact, we didn't even even get an income tax on wages till 1940-something because of World War II, and they said it was temporary, going to last only for the duration of the war, and then the income tax was over. And then when they got the income tax in 1913, it was only the rich that was going to be taxed at 1% if you made over $20,000, and now everybody's getting taxed, and all the money's, and we got the reserve, Federal Reserve at the same time, and this is all really good for, this is all good stuff, right?
Yeah. And this has to be in the center too, around the the CBDCs. Of course, they want to implement more regulations on that.
Well,
whether you're buying, selling, or whatever you're done with it, now we want to be in your pocket and track you what you're doing, even though you're not supposed to be doing it. And
what do you mean you don't want a digital currency that we
control? Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean you don't want us to have complete control of your money? What are you, stupid?
So then, what happens, my question, of what happens with these GoFundMes and stuff?
I don't know.
Just asking
haven't
for
really
friends.
Thought it through that fast. You know, I'm still stuck on the currency in the hands of the Fed that controls everybody.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you're a rebel, eh? Let's just shut down your bank account because you're a trouble. You're violent. You said something out about you have rights and things like that. You violent, extremist, constitutional.
You believe in free speech? How dare you tell the truth? How dare you? Click. You're gone.
Yeah,
you're done. I'll shut you down.
It's gonna. They're gonna name. You know, the veto currency. Your credit score is no good. So you're not gonna be able to buy any food or pay your rent this week. You know, just like the old days. Only we don't kneecap you. We just don't let you get to your money.
We just starve you out.
Kind of like China, you know, where the guys...
just shut the banking system down. You know, there's some place that are limiting transactions to $45.
You get too violent, and we're just going to weld your doors shut.
In Nigeria, how much do you... You can't even fill your gas tank hardly in California for $45, so that's going to do you a lot of good.
Yeah, and if you don't like it that much and you start mouthing off and get violent again, we might run over you with a tank.
And here they come. The police are out.
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, yes, people, that is what it says, that they will, $600 or more.
Yeah, so, of course, this is all after the American Rescue Plan. And I just love it. It's like...
We rescued you.
You know, they always name it. It's like the Social Security Act. It's going to prop us all up and save us. It's anything they say... inflation, you know, the anti-inflation act. It's the
Inflation Act.
Social Security Act. It's the, Social Insecurity Act. Whatever they say, the American
Rescue Plan. It's always the opposite of whatever they say.
It's more like the Chinese Rescue Plan. Okay?
How's that working for you?
Yeah. So... Anyway, the IRS is warning everybody, and of course, I've got a book that was, originally on the, I got the cover of the original book, which, in a copy of the original, IRS Criminal Division. And it says, and I think I'm quoting verbatim, that under no circumstances must the information in this book be made available to any persons outside the service, because we want to, basically.
We don't want them to have the knowledge of what it really, the way things really work.
Because we want voluntary compliance.
You know, well, that's what it says on your tax return.
It's like the Godfather says. We just want you to voluntarily comply. We don't really want
As I have a gun to your head.
We don't really want to break your windows or your knees. We just want you to give us all your money.
Yeah.
Okay? So
with that, I guess we do it. We've got Siskiyou Steve on the phone again. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, I do have a question for you all.
Yeah.
I heard last week and I've heard this before, that in 1917 was the last true president that we've ever had. From after 1918 was the beginning of the corporate United States.
Nah.
We lost the United States of America? Do you know anything?
Well, we might have lost
the truth in any of that.
We lost the United States because we passed the Federal Reserve Act as well as the income tax at the same time. All that other stuff is baloney. I mean, you know, it really is. I mean, it's like, oh, the income tax is illegal. Yeah, except they passed it through Congress 5 times since then and made it legal. You know, they've been a slow encroach over our rights, and what happens is we get to focusing on these things that don't matter. They're not a corporation. The Federal Reserve is a corporation, and that has stockholders, and it's a private bank. And I quote Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever allow a private bank to issue the currency, we'll wake up homeless in the land that our fathers conquered through taxes and inflation. It's more about the money than it is anything else, because Amschel Rothschild said, if I control the money of a country, I care not who writes the laws. This is where this all stems from, and that was all passed in 1913. And slowly, there's been an encroachment of our rights, and all these other things don't really matter. They just buy everything. Because if you've got a money supply that's endless, and you've got a bank that prints money and buys treasuries that they print out of thin air, and you can basically supply and buy any politicians and any banks. So they've just been buying everything, and in the process, the corruption comes in, because if you got an endless supply of money, you can buy a few politicians as well. That's
that was
it.
A whole lot in a little bit.
Yeah.
Very good, Mark. No, I've heard that President Trump, who is still our president, as far as I'm concerned,
I agree.
I refuse to call him a president.
To answer your point, Steve, I think they've been rigging things for a long time, whether it's through the media,
exactly. So
whether the elections. Go ahead.
Could Trump be the 19th president and take this country back to our gold standard and the constitutional standard versus corporate America? There's two different United States of America. They call it one way or another, and this is the corporate America, and this is the constitutional.
I think that's all a big distraction, Steve. I think we're all living under the same constitution, and I think what that does is that starts having you run down rabbit holes and chasing things that you don't need to chase. When what you really need to do is get these people to start living the oath of office that they've taken, and to start following the set of laws that they said they support.
Right on.
Well, there is people that do believe there is too.
Oh, I've heard them all.
Yeah.
I've heard them all. I've heard every single argument.
Well, let me finish. You know, that are engaging in doing different things so that they can be under the corporation of the United States, stating they don't have to follow certain laws and stuff.
Well, that's
there's a lot. I'm just.
I know it's baloney.
Well,
exactly, Linda. You hit it.
Yes,
hit it, Linda.
And there, you need to do a lot of looking into these people and what is transpiring. They're going under the UCC codes. They're doing different things. There's a lot to that as what they're doing. President Trump is actually one of them that is involved in that. Is some of the stories that is coming out. Now, how true it is, I don't know, but there is a lot of that talk going on. Yes.
Here's what I know. Every time I've examined any one of these type of things, you come up blank, because there's always a twisting of something. And, you know, I'll give you the example on the income tax law. You say, oh, you don't have to pay income tax because there's no definition of income in the code. Yeah, there is. And what these guys would do is they would send in a thing saying, if I had no income, do I have to file an income tax return? Well, if you didn't have any income, you didn't have to file an income tax return. Well, they would say they didn't have any income, even though they might have income, and then they would come back and show you the paper saying, well, look, they say I don't have to file income tax returns. It's all, most of this is smoking mirrors baloney that somebody's usually making some money off of, or they have twisted legal reasoning, and they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to shepherdize cases. They don't know how to research cases. They don't understand the law. And what they do is they're looking for a magic bullet that doesn't exist. We have twisted the Constitution all out of its original contact and form by not being vigilant and holding our people accountable. And you can twist that any way you want. Okay.
There's
a lot to look
into. Yeah, there is, because there's a lot of other stuff that goes along with what you're talking about.
I think you're wasting your time looking into it. I think what you need to do is...
Well, there is a lot of I won't say a lot. There is people that are high up that are involved in some of this, and some of it even comes down to people like Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There is a lot of different people that are taking different angles on different things in regards to the constitutional United States as the corporation United States.
Right.
So
Mike Lindell is part of it also. He's been into it, and Judicial Watch, you know.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring it attention. I really use your show.
I need to see more information, but everything I've seen has been kind of
hokey. Well, you know, it brings it out to the whole public by even bringing it to your show. And
sure.
That's what we're all about.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, everything. All I'm saying is everything I've seen has been hooey so far. That doesn't mean that I know everything. That doesn't mean I'm an expert in everything. But I'm saying the answer to all these problems is start concentrating on your local officials. Get the guys elected who are going to support and defend the Constitution, and the rest of this stuff will fall into place.
Thanks again, y'all.
You bet. Thanks, Steve.
Right. Very good. Okay, so let's go to one more break. Because we got a short, we got 10 minutes. Let's go to one more break, play a couple of songs, and then we'll end the
show. Okay,
yeah.
That'll work.
Crimson flames cut through my ears, going high and mighty trapped. Countless fire and flaming rope, using ideas as my map.
State of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again in the winter of 65.
train to Richmond that fell. It was a time I remember oh so well.
Sovereign Mind Radio, a little Joan Baez there, if you didn't recognize that one. Yeah, that's old school stuff there.
Yeah, it's going back a little bit in time.
I actually cleaned her spa once, believe it or not.
Okay.
just say it. Actually, when I was young, I had a pool service, and I cleaned spas and pools. And I actually got called up and said, hey, Joan Baez needs her spa cleaned. So I was out in Woodside Road out there down the Bay Area, and I drove out there, and I cleaned Joan Baez's spa. Just saying.
Okay.
Has zero bearing on anything. I just thought I would mention it to maybe fill a little time.
Take a
here.
Hard left, Clyde.
So, now, you know, I got to piggyback on this whole stupid 1099 thing, right? So the comment that I have, and then we can move on, you know, we've got just a few minutes left, is, you know, it's curious how in California, Washington, Illinois, New York, that shoplifting items less than $950 is not a crime under the Build Back Better. But if you are an individual, you know, they want to monitor your banking transactions of $600 or more.
Well, yeah. Which seems to be the problem.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I'm a law-abiding citizen. You need to track me and don't pay attention to all the people that are
because the guys that are ripping the stuff off, they're reporting all that, right? Because under the IRS code.
Yeah, you're supposed to, even if it's an illegal activity, you're supposed to be reporting it.
You're supposed to be reporting that as income. I'm not sure what your... You know, if you had to file a Schedule C profit or loss from business, I mean, what do you list your professional?
So.
You know, cat burglar, smash and grab.
Even if you're a drug dealer, don't you know you're supposed to be filing a tax return and reporting that money?
Well, okay. I'm sure they all do.
I know. I'm just.
What are you going to send them? A 1099, you know, meth, 1099 MEHD. I got a 1099 meth this year, and you know, they said that I had to report how much my supply cost. Just, you know, saying. All right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Have your drug dealers
moving right along. Okay. So, the last topic. We just got a couple of minutes here. Secession movement gains traction in the U.S. amid deepening political rifts, a longstanding problem. You know, and they just keep using this word secession. You know, secession is not what all these people want to do. They want to do state splits. There's a total difference. You know, and I looked up.
Yes.
You know, they keep trying to say, because they think they're trying to cause a rift. It's like the Civil War where they wanted to have slavery. No, this is like the American dream where we wanted to like have rights. And there's kind of a difference between supporting slavery. I mean, and the Civil War is fought over states' rights as well. But we don't want to secede from the Union. We want to add another state to the Union so we can maintain our rights and have representation at the lower levels, because right now we're so out of whack on, you know, the percentages. It's freaking crazy. So these guys aren't representing us. But they keep pushing this word secession, and I think they're doing it for a reason. And it says under, you know, the dictionary, which I started to look up Wikipedia, and I started...
That's where you need to go.
I started laughing at myself. What are you, stupid? You know, secession is like a formal withdrawal from an organization. I guess if you're withdrawing from the state but staying in the United States, does that make you a secessionist or a state splitter?
Depends on who you're talking to, I guess.
Well, I mean,
if I'm on the left,
does that make you a smart feller?
It depends on who you talk to.
What a crazy world we live in.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm pretty much done. You can, if you got anything to add to the conversation.
I was looking at a few. I do want to add, you know, we're always talking about the vaccines and the jab and the after effects and all of that. There was this doctor, and I'm not even going to try to say his name, you know, believed in the vaccines and everything till his 73-year-old father got the vaccine, and then he died. And then he started looking into it, and now he no longer supports the job.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. We'll
and
see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Be safe. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.